thank you very much, and keep plugging away.
Then on the addendum agenda, item 11.
From the Fiscal and Budget Administrator, recommending approval of additional requirements for participation in the Milwaukee County Special Needs Housing Program and the $260,000 grant for Community Advocates Autumn West Project that will provide 21 transitional living housing units for Milwaukee County behavioral health clients. This item is referred to this committee as well as the Committee for Health and Human Needs and Finance and Audit.
Very good.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, DOS Fiscal conducted a due diligence request by community advocates for $625,000 for funds from the Special Needs Housing Program. We worked internally with DOS staff and also worked with Mr. Dorsey as a part of our evaluation and are here to discuss the DOS recommendation. Antoinette Thomas Bailey did the lion's share of the work, so she'll be discussing what DOS has in this report.
Okay. Ms. Bailey.
Good morning. The original request from Community Advocates to Milwaukee County was for $625,000 towards Autumn West, the supportive housing development project. The facility would contain 21 units, and the total development cost for this project would be $2.6 million. Along with the $625,000 that community requested from Milwaukee County, they are also expecting $1.5 million in community development block grant disaster recovery funds and $172,000 from the city's Housing Trust Fund program, which is contingent upon the funds that they receive from Milwaukee County. In performing our due diligence, we looked at 3 years of audited financials from Community Advocates. We looked at the project proposal, and we also looked at the criteria for the Special Needs Housing Fund that was adopted when the fund was created in 2007. After our review, we developed a list of recommendations for both Community Advocates and the Special Needs Housing Program itself. The recommendations that we came up with for Community Advocates would be, the first one is to allocates $260,000 as opposed to the $625,000 requested to be in line with the criteria for this program. The criteria states that 40% of the units have to be designated for BHD clients. In the original request, the organization had 5 units designated for BHD clients. However, Community Advocates worked with BHD to determine that all 21 units would be used for BHD clients, and each client's file would have supportive documentation showing this. So, as I mentioned earlier, the total project cost is $2.6 million. They are also only eligible for 10% of the development cost for the units designated for BHD. So all they could get will be $260,000. In addition, we want to recommend, they have a gap of about $668,000 remaining. So we want to recommend that they find additional funding and come back to the board. Our initial date was March 31st, come to the board with supportive documentation, letting you know what funds they have obtained, but we want to provide an extension to May. The next recommendation we have for Community Advocates would be to provide the funds as a grant instead of a loan. The initial request was to allocate the funds as a 10-year no-interest deferred loan. After reviewing the organization's financials, we determined that they wouldn't be able to repay a loan, so we allocated to them as a grant. The third recommendation is that in the development agreement that is signed between Community Advocates and Milwaukee County, that it would include language that specifies that all 21 units will be designated for BHD clients. And we also want to include in that agreement that if for any reason that the building or land are sold, that Milwaukee County will receive 10% of the sale proceeds or $260,000, whichever is greater. Some recommendations that we had for the Special Needs Housing Program. As of right now, there's not a formal process that organizations have to go through to obtain funds from the Special Needs Housing Program. So we would recommend that the county implement an application process in order for organizations to be approved for this funding. Our next recommendation would be that the county require comprehensive financial information The same kind of information that would be provided to a bank if you were going to them for a loan, which would be a capital needs assessment, a market study, guidelines, developer scope of work requirements, developer fee policy, operating reserves, and debt service ratios. Excuse me. Our next recommendation will be that the county revise the formal agreement that they enter into with organizations. This is along the same lines that we recommended for community advocates, that if for any reason the building or land is sold, that Milwaukee County receive 10% of the sale proceeds or whichever amount we allocated to the organization towards the development, whichever is greater. Our last recommendation for the program will be that the Housing Division of the Department of Health and Human Services conduct an analysis to determine whether an organization should be allocated funds in the form of a grant or a loan. If it is decided that an organization should receive the funds as a loan, then Milwaukee County should do further analysis to ensure that we are pursuing repayment for the loans that we allocate. Are there any questions?
Supervisor West.
Thank you. Thank you for that report. I guess first, out of fairness to community advocates, want to say that community advocates came to us in regards to this project because we had run into problems with one of our other housing developments. Community advocates, being the great partner that they are, came forward in the Spanish Center as well and helped us to alleviate that situation for the time being. So did the city of Milwaukee and Alderman Bob Donovan, to be specific. And so, this is it's a timely issue. But out of fairness, I want to say that, community advocates came to Milwaukee County and kind of said, what can you do? How can you help us? And our former director of housing said to them, we can do $625,000. So it wasn't that that's what the community advocates came and said they wanted. That is what Milwaukee County said we can do for you. But having, turned this kind of inside, outside, upside down, we're now at the $260,000 mark. So I wanted to say to make sure that the committee knew that. Having said that, this process has taken a very long time. Community advocates has been very patient with us in regards to this item. They tried to get this through in the November cycle. That didn't work, and then we were without a DAS director, kind of without some guidance. So I want to thank Ms. Bryant for all the work that she's put in to this, as well as E. Marie and the county executive's office. They've been very helpful. I would like to request that we give, I'd like to make a motion that we change the recommendation and that we do allow community advocates until May to come back to us and get their funding together. I think I'm glad I'm not have to go ask for big money, person, because to me that's scary. I talked with Mr. Volk this morning. He thought that he would be able to get this funding together, but it won't happen by March 31st because he's not a magician and he needs time. And again, this project is so, so worthwhile. We're talking about, the neediest of the needy, the sickest of the sick. And these are, clients that without this particular housing, we're talking about severely mentally ill people that would be living on the street. And so I think it's very worthy. I just want to make sure that we give community advocates all the tools they need to be successful with this project. So, Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion that we accept the recommendations before us and that we amend those recommendations to say May versus March 31st.
Okay. Is that May 30th?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I certainly support that motion by Supervisor West to amend, but I have an additional concern. In the resolution, as well as in your presentation, the second "be it resolved" clause deals with the county special needs program. It's not specific just to Autumn West. It's taking the additional contingent requirements that you have applied to Autumn West, which I can support, But then changes, it's a whole be it resolved clause that deals with the future and how the special needs housing program process would be changed. And I serve on the Special Needs Housing Commission, and our part of our charge is to reduce barriers. And I'm not saying that I would be opposed to these. I can support them for Autumn West. But there really hasn't been any discussion or review by county board staff or by the Special Needs Housing Commission, and maybe Health and Human Needs was going to review that piece. But I would hope that the committee would support deleting that be it resolved clause at this time in this resolution, which is specific to Autumn West, and then instead asking the department to come back with recommendations, which would include these, I'm assuming, as well as any other recommendations for how the special needs housing program application process should be changed. And not only would I want DAS's input, but I would want the department's input on that as well as kind of a review by county board staff to see how that inserting this process, which I do think you need a process, you know, and I appreciate DAS for recognizing that and saying, wait a minute, we need it to be a little bit more formalized than it's been. That's how you prevent errors and that type of thing. But I would just hope that the committee would support a second motion or an amendment motion to delete lines 45 through 63 with the recognition that would come back as a follow-up report by both DAS, Department of Health and Human Services, and County Board staff as to what the program, how the program process needs to be changed.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, was our intention. We did work with the department in putting this together, but it was not our intention to not have a review. What our concern was that there wasn't something in place, and it was really exposing the county by not having something in place. So to have the department or board staff review, DAS is not opposed to that. It was not our intention to bring something forward that didn't have more of a comprehensive view, but we did work with the department and alerted them to the fact that there needed to be something more formal in place, that it was just a better business decision for the county to have something like that. So DAS isn't opposed to doing that. If you feel that deleting the language has to be the step in order to conduct that, but the language in here was not put in place to not have that review. So whether it be deleting and then having coming back with something later or adding language here that would involve the board staff or specifically mention the department, however you want to accomplish that is fine with us. On the date, we actually did have a conversation with Mr. Volk in terms of timing, and that was one of the suggestions that we recommended in Ms. Thomas-Bailey's presentation that the date be moved to May. The ending date, which would be the 30th, not the 31st. So.
Well, and I appreciate that your support of that, and the only problem I see with moving forward with now is then you've said it before you've looked at it. So I would just support having a chance for the both committees. I may also go to finance. Actually know what the reasons and have a discussion on why the application process needs to be put in place and what are the key pieces of it, because this is clearly not the only things that would be in the application process, and so I would hope that we'd have kind of so everybody can move forward together at the same time. But at the same time, you have put those requirements in the original, the first be it resolved that deals with Autumn West. So in making my motion to delete lines 45 through 63, I'm not removing those protections that you've put on Autumn West, because I'm not necessarily opposed to them at all. It's just more, if we're going to do this for everyone, I just want to have that opportunity to have that
sure.
discussion.
Mr. Chairman, there is another proposal that's would more than likely be before you next cycle. So if the language is removed, just if that proposal moves forward, you'll probably see similar language
right.
specific to that entity then, just so if it is removed, we would like to do that.
And do you anticipate, but I would, given them that there's some work that's already been done, wouldn't you be able to come back with a report at the next cycle as well, so that you could not only have that language in the next specific proposal, but you could also have have the overall report that would establish that as a policy for the future. Couldn't we have that at the same time?
Potentially. I just don't know from a timing standpoint if it would be able to be done. I just wanted to alert you that if that, in fact, has moved forward, you probably will see similar language for that entity.
And that wouldn't bother me.
Okay.
Ms. Bryant, can you explain the difference between items 11 and 12? Is that 11 includes all these the new protections,
yes,
whereas 12 is simply the allocation of the
protections? Yes, that is the distinction, sir.
And then question for either of you, relative to the information, the new information that we're requesting of them, which I've been advocating for some time now,
mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering whether this is sort of the exhaustive list or not.
No,
I guess on that basis, I would, if it's not, I think I would support sending that back so that we could have a very clear single item addressing all the changes that we would propose making to the program. I do support strengthening it. It's been one of my criticisms that I didn't think that we had adequate due diligence until now. I appreciate what you've done.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I wouldn't say that it is exhaustive. So if it's the pleasure of the committee to go back and have a review, most of the things that we're asking for are just basic things that you would do in a financing. And as you are acknowledging, when we started doing the due diligence, those things were lacking. And,
yeah,
and you get various levels of that information. Some entities have done this a while, so the information is a bit more exhaustive. Others are new to the game, and it's not really much information at all. What DOS is trying to do is have something in place that gets you basic financial information that you want to review to make sure that, you know, if it's a loan, that you have an entity that can pay you back, because obviously it's not in the benefit of the county to have someone agree to do a loan and they're not able to pay you back. You might as well give them money, in all honesty. So, no, it's not exhaustive. It's the pleasure of the committee to go back and have a review. It may come back with the same information, but it may come back with more information. That is not, DOS is not opposed to that. We wanted to have something that in place, and if there was no if there was no information saying what needed to be brought forward, we were trying to provide that. So that's fine.
Let's start with Supervisor West's motion was a change of the date in the agreement to May 30th.
Wasn't hers also to approve it?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was also
a motion
to accept
to approve
the recommendation.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. So then we would need to first take up the order, the motion, the amendment to delete lines
45
to
65.
Put the report back to the next slide.
Yes. Okay. So first on the agenda.
DeGroat?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Warshaw?
Aye.
West?
Aye.
Thomas?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Mr. Sherman?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes on the amendment.
Then motion to approve with the change of the date to May 30th.
DeGroat?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Warshaw?
Aye.
West?
Aye.
Thomas?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes.
Thank you.
Thank you both.